I've been working all day long.
This is Blues Before Sunrise. Each week, we examine the forgotten pages of blues heritage, dusting off records by obscure and unknown artists, as well as the immortal bluesmen. So we hope you'll take the time to listen along with us on Blues Before Sunrise.
Hey everybody, it's Blues Before Sunrise, Blues Heritage Showcase. I'm your host, Steve Cushing. And I thought, just for the hell of it, we'd throw the regular format out the window, or put it on hold at least for a week, and do a couple of different things, just stuff I've had on my mind lately. During hours number 3 and 4 on this week's program, we're going to be listening to a rebroadcast of the interview with John and Grace Brim out of Gary, Indiana. The interview was done back in 1993. They're neither one of them still with us, but it's fun to go back and listen to John and Grace and their careers and their records. And we'll do that again, hours number 3 and 4. But every great once in a while, I like to stop. One of the things that impressed me about blues immediately was that you could hear a classic recording by somebody from the 1950s. But as you began to explore the things that had been done before the war, you always, or many times, you would find that same tune done in an earlier version by another artist. So not everything was original. There was some material that was just timeless and was reworked again and again. And we're going to go back and pick, for the most part, what are the original recordings done before World War II, and then aside after World War II of that same tune. And it's real simple. These are things that you're probably familiar with Howlin' Wolf and Muddy Waters and Elmore James, all work with tunes, recorded tunes, that were done by other artists before the war. So if you're a longtime listener, none of these will be a surprise. If you're one of the newcomers to the show and really not aware of the tradition, it was plagiarism, but it wasn't frowned upon. It was the rule rather than the exception. All right, we're going to start right here. And keep in mind that the whole idea here is pre-war recording and the same post-war recording, a reworking and later generation. First up, we're going to listen to Willie Poorboy Lofton from November 1935 on the Bluebird label, and a thing called Dark Road Blues, and it was also the favorite of a post-war stalwart, one of my favorite guys, Floyd Jones, his rendition of Dark Road.
I ain't going down that dark road by myself. Now don't you hear me talking to you, putting my oh, ain't going down that
road by myself.
Kind of, I don't care you, give me somebody else. Hi, who that yonder coming up your road? Now don't you hear me talking to you, putting my oh, who that yonder?
Baby, not be rude.
Kinda look like my pharaoh, but she walk too slow. I won't let you do me like you did for shine. Now don't you hear me talking till you put in my oh, won't let you do me
like you did for shine.
Kinda take the poor boy's money, won't have to kill me. Yeah. I and you're gonna have to kill me before you take mine. Ah, smoke like lightning, shine like pearl of gold. Now don't you hear me talking to you, put in my mouth. Smoke like lightning, shine like pearl of gold. And I wouldn't get in trouble, see nobody so. And a spider, spider, hanging up your wall. Now don't you hear me talking to you, put in my mouth. Oh, spider, spider.
Baby, not the wolf.
And I asked this body, did he want his ashes home? And I ain't gonna marry, ain't gonna settle down. Now don't you hear me talking to you, put in my mouth. Oh, ain't gonna marry.
It will settle down.
And I'm a see that chin until my mustache dragged it down. Hi, where was you when the Frisco left the yard? Now don't you hear me talking to you, put him out. Where was you?
Frisco left the yard.
And I was standing right there, holding his hand me bar.
First example of pre-war and post-war, we had Willie Poorboy Lofton, the Dark Road Blues, November 1935, and Floyd Jones with his reworking of that same tune, Dark Road, March of 1951. Moody Jones on bass, Sonny Land Slim on piano, Floyd on guitar and vocal. Of course, both of those versions stem from the original tune, which was Tommy Johnson and the Big Road Blues from February 1928. Again, there's our first example of pre-war and post-war. Let's do another one. This is one, if you know anything about blues, you probably know about Robert Johnson and Dust My Broom. We'll listen to that from November 1936, and then the guy who covered it so many times, Elmore James. Let's give him a listen.
I'm going to get up in the morning. I believe I'll dust my broom. I'm going to get up in the morning. I believe I'll dust my broom. And the black man you've been loving, good friend can get my room. I'm gonna write a letter, telephone every town I know. I'm gonna write a letter, telephone every town I know. She must be in East Monroe, I know. I don't want no woman, won't send me downtown, man, she be. I don't want no woman, won't send me downtown, man, she be. She's a no good pony. They shouldn't lie on the street. I believe I'll go back home. I believe I'll go back home. You can mistreat me here, babe, but you can't when I go home. And I'm getting up in the morning. I believe I'll dust my broom. I'm getting up in the morning. I believe I'll dust my broom. Up in the black man you've been loving. Get in my room. I'm gonna call up Johnny. He's my good girl over there. I'm gonna call up Johnny. He's my good girl over there. I can't find on Philippine Island. She must be in Ethiopia somewhere.
Thank you.
there's two workings of the Dust My Broom theme. First, Robert Johnson, I Believe I'll Dust My Broom, from November 1936. And then 15 years later, August of 1951, it's Elmore James. As far as I know, this is his earliest recording of that theme. This was done for the trumpet label with Sonny Boy No. 2, Rice Miller, accompanying on harmonica. You're tuned to Blues Before Sunrise, and during this hour, we're listening to pre-war, post-war. We do it every once in a while. Here's another classic tune. Probably the guy who made it very popular among blues players. In fact, Charlie Patton here with A Spoonful from June of 1929. And a guy that used to hear Charlie Patton all the time as a young kid down south was Howlin' Wolf. And we'll listen to his rendition as well.
I'm about to go to jail about this spoonful. Is all I want in this treason it up. I go home, wanna fight battles. God to die when hot spring, dead by the eye. Women going crazy every day they lie by. Will you kill a man? Yes, I will. Dead by the eye. I'm a fool about my. Don't take me long to get my. Baby, you know I need my. It means on poison moon the lifetime. Dead by the. Baby, baby, you know I ain't long. Bye-bye now. So all I want is this treasure. Either I go to bed, you don't want to fight better. Will you be able to slap me? Yes, I will. Get better. Baby, you know I'm a fool. Bye-bye now. Would you kill a man? Yes, I will. You know I'll kill. Just by the for oh, every man that you see is fool about it. You know, baby, I need that old baby. I want to hear the jibber. By the baby, you won't quit me?
Yeah, huh? Just by the all I want is treason.
Look at here, baby, I'm leaving town.
Dead butter. Baby, you know I mean. Dead
butter. Don't make me mad, baby.
But I want my. Baby, I'm full of bad breath.
Look at here, honey.
I need that for giving me living power. Some need me, I know they are. Father, baby, I'm sitting around here, they ain't got me no. All that good, baby, I need my.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's worth a listen. Howlin' Wolf and Spoonful from June of 1960. Before that, we listened to Charlie Patton from June 1929 in a Spoonful Blues. And I'm willing to guess that Howlin' Wolf saw Patton. I knew that he saw Patton, and that may be where he got that tune from. But it's sort of interesting that it was a pre-war and a post-war. Charlie Patton's version was not the earliest. In fact, I think that was probably a tune that was traditional and went outside of the genre of blues. But there were earlier blues versions of that recorded. Let's listen to one now. This is the earliest I could find. It was Papa Charlie Jackson from September of 1925. There you had Papa Charlie Jackson, All I Want is a Spoonful, from September 1925. I was just looking at the liner notes here. For some reason, I was under the impression that Papa Charlie came out of Florida. I'm not sure if that's still what they think or not, but it's been a while since we played anything by Papa Charlie Jackson. You might be saying to yourself, wait a minute, did somebody new start hosting the program? They're playing blues during hour number one. Was Steve abducted by ICE agents and deported to a prison in Central America? No, I just wanted to do something different this week, and that's what we're doing. We're playing pre-war and post-war. We've done it before, but every once in a while, I like to remind listeners. The longtime listeners already know all this stuff. I like to think that we add people from time to time. I hear from people who are now, like, you know, parents of college kids who were college kids themselves when they started listening. And it leads me to believe that there is a turnover. There are new people tuning in from time to time. So even if you've heard it before, sit in and listen again. It's good listening. Here's another one. This is a guy who was very popular. I think I've read accounts of the fact that they kept saying that he would have managers, and the managers would sell his contract because musician Jim Jackson was just too much to deal with. He was a cocaine addict, and apparently that was a problem in being managed. But he made records that were tremendously popular, including he's actually the guy that, as far as I know, made, if he wasn't the originator, he was the popularizer of Jim Jackson's Kansas City Blues. There were several different re-recordings of that by the artist himself, by Jim Jackson. Let's listen to Jim Jackson's Kansas City Blues Part 1 from October 1927.
This morning, feeling bad, thought about the good times I once have had. I'm gonna move to Kansas City. I'm gonna move to Kansas City. I'm gonna move, baby, honey, why they don't like you. Everybody grins in your face, son. Ain't no friend to you. You ought to move to Kansas City. You ought to move to Kansas City. You ought to move to Kansas City, baby. Honey, why they don't like you? I've got to be a bulldog shepherd into Greyhound. High yellow, three black, and one brown. We gon' move to Kansas City. We gon' move to Kansas City. We gon' move, baby. Honey, why did don't lie you? It takes a rocket chair to rock, a rubber ball to roll. Nice looking teeth and brown, they'll satisfy my soul. Then I'll move to Kansas City. Then I'll move to Kansas City. I'm gonna move to Kansas City, baby. Honey, why they don't like you? He's protected, he's for Tennessee. Got Mississippi and the women want me. I'm gonna move to Kansas City. I'm gonna move to Kansas City. I'm gonna move, baby. Honey, why they don't like you? You can always tell when your good girl wanna play, wanna tap. Red slippers to match that old maid in white. Then she'll move to Kansas City. Then she'll move to Kansas City. Then she'll move, baby. Honey, why they don't like you?
Mama, honey, bunny, all night. Right. That's more. so long, baby, mine. Can't see my good girl on the other side. John Moore, John Moore to Kansas City. John Moore to Kansas City, mama, honey, about it all night. Hey, the rockin', jitter, rockin', roll, ball, and roll. Nice looking team, round the side, by my soul. Down Moore, John Moore to Kansas City. Gonna move to Kansas City, mama, honey, about it all night. Don't like my feet, you don't shake my tree. I ain't after you, woman, man, you after me. We're gonna move. Gonna move to Kansas City. We're gonna move to Kansas City, mama. Honey, but it all night. Now it's deeper Texas, deeper Tennessee. Deeper that woman takes all over me. We're gonna move. Gonna move to Kansas City. We're gonna move to Kansas City, mama. Honey, but it all night.
Robert Nighthawk and Kansas City for the United label, July 1951. They don't know. Roosevelt Sykes or Bob Call on piano, Ransom Nolan bass. They say they think Jump Jackson on drums, but I was told that it's a guy named Chicken House Shorty on the drums. There's the post-war rendition, and the pre-war version of that tune was from Jim Jackson. It was Jim Jackson's Kansas City Part 1. From October of 1927. Here's another one. Normally we would do the pre-war and the post-war. This is a situation where I believe that we had the original post-war recording, then we had another pre-war artist who was the popularizer, and then artists from after World War II doing it. And I'm talking about the tune called Black Angel Blues, or as it was later known, Sweet Black Angel. And the guy who probably popularized it was Tampa Red, because he was a very popular artist and made many records. He did his version in March of 1934. But there was a much earlier version, Lucille Bogan, from December of 1930, and her Black Angel Blues. We'll listen to that first. We'll listen to Tampa Red and his rendition of B.B. King, and that led around to Robert Nighthawk. So let's start right here with Lucille Bogan.
I love got a sweet black angel. I like the way she spread her wings. I got a sweet black angel. I like the way she spread her wings. And when she spread them over me, she brings joy in everything. If I asked her for a nickel, she give me a $10 bill. If I asked her for a nickel, she'll give me a $10 bill. I asked her to buy me a drink of liquor, and Lord, she bought me a whiskey still. I love my black angel. I want her by myself. I love my black angel. I want her by myself. I can't stand to see her spread her wings over nobody else. If my black angel should quit me, I believe that I would die. If my black angel should quit me, I believe that I would die. Every time I see her look at another man, I just scream and cry. Please don't you try to take her. Don't bother her in any way. Please don't try to take her. Don't bother her in any way. I will spend 99 years in the big house, in for her most any old day.
Thank you. like angel for a nickel, and she give me $10 bill. That's my black angel for a nickel, and she give me $10 bill. A small drink of liquor, and she bought me a whiskey still.
There you go. Sweet Little Angel, Black Angel, Sweet Black Angel. All reworkings of the same theme. The original, as far as I could find, was Lucille Bogan. Black Angel Blues, December 1930. Then Tampa Red from March 1934, accompanied by Black Bob on piano, Black Angel Blues. And that's probably where Robert Nighthawk, who did the next recording, Sweet Black Angel, from September 1949. He probably heard Tampa Red's version. Ernest Lane was there on piano, Willie Dixon on bass, Robert Nighthawk slide guitar and vocal. And I'm sure that Nighthawk had an influence on B.B. King. That was his rendition, Sweet Little Angel, from November 1955. Once again, you're tuned to Blues Before Sunrise. It's hour number one, and we're playing Down in the Alley stuff, huh? Well, I just thought we'd change it up here a little bit this week. Here's another pre-war, post-war. The pre-war turns out to be John Lee Williamson, Sonny Boy Number 1, and a tune he called Hoodoo Hoodoo from August 1946, and then Junior Wells redid it in June 1953 as Hoodoo Man.
Now and I wonder what's the matter with time. It seems like everything will change. It seems like this woman that I've been loving, I found some other man. I hold up my hand. I'm just trying to get my baby to understand. See, my baby don't love me no more. Or because somebody of hoodoo, the hoodoo man. Why not? I'm going down in Louisiana and buy me another mojo hand. Or because I've got to break up my baby from loving this other man. Now hold up my hand. I'm just trying to make my baby understand. Or my baby don't love me no more. She says somebody of hoodoo, the hoodoo man. Well, all right, John. With women, make plenty of money and everything, but my woman don't love me no more. She says somebody of hoodoo, the hoodoo man. I just hold up my hand. I'm just trying to get my baby to understand. Why my baby don't love me no more. Why she says somebody of hoodoo, the hoodoo man. Goodbye, baby. Someday I'll see you soon. I've got something to tell you, baby. Somebody else can have your room. And I hold up my hand. I'm just trying to get my baby to understand. Yeah, my baby don't love me no more. She says somebody of hoodoo, the hoodoo man.
Song, man. take me up on the third floor. Well, I hold my hand. I'm just trying to make her understand. Now you know everybody tells little Junior somebody who told a hoodoo man.
There's Sonny Boy number one and Junior Wells with some pre-war and post-war, both of them working on a tune Sonny Boy called his Hoodoo Hoodoo. It was from August 1946, Sonny Boy harmonica and vocal, Blind John Davis piano, Willie Lacy guitar, Ransom Nolan on bass. Junior Wells did it in June of 1953. He called his Hoodoo Man. And let's see, it had Elmore, Little Johnny Jones. I think it had Ransom. I know it was Odie Payne on the drums. They have the drummers reversed listed on there. It was not B-Lo. It was Odie Payne, and B-Lo was on the other set that they list as being Odie Payne. Anyways, Sonny Boy number one, Junior Wells. Again, we've been listening to records pre-war and post-war, listening to versions of the same tune. We're going to pause and identify the station, and we'll be back with another hour's worth of pre-war, post-war. This is a real dilemma because I have enough, before I started, I had enough time to play one record, but I didn't have time enough to play the second record. We'll save them both for station ID after the station ID. It's Blues Before Sunrise, and we'll let our buddy Ry Cooter take us on up to station ID. Thank you.